USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The RNC has deployed legal teams in 4 states, including Georgia.
RNC Chairwoman Rhonda McDaniel speaking in Georgia, saying they're going to be looking into irregularities in those 4 states. McDaniel continues,
"We are here to investigate clear irregularities. You will hear the evidence of this later on with vote counting and tabulation. We will work with state and local authorities to ensure that a legal count is conducted in accordance to the state's laws."
Biden's lead in Georgia over the president is just over 4,200 votes. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 67 points to end the week at 28,323. The S&P dropping 1 and the NASDAQ gaining 4. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There will likely be a recount of the presidential ballots in Georgia. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says a final margin between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden will likely be only a few thousand votes. Under state law, the candidate who finishes second can request a recount if the final tally is less than a half of a percent. An outpouring of support after a co-host and weatherman of the Today Show announces he has cancer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
NBC weatherman Al Roker on the Today Show Friday revealed he has cancer.
Turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. And good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive, so I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this.
The 66-year-old wanted to bring to light 1 in 7 African-American men and 1 in 9 men overall will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So go get tested.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Democrats were optimistic they would be gaining seats in the Senate and House. While the Senate is still up for grabs, and the House, it looks like they may lose a few seats depending on how things shake out. On a conference call on Thursday, Congresswoman Abigail Spanbauer, Democrat from Virginia, criticized her party's strategy during a caucus call.
We lost members who shouldn't have lost. The number one concern and thing that people brought to me in my that I barely rewon was defunding the police. We need to get back to the basics that brought us across the finish line in 2018. We need to not ever use the word socialist or socialism ever again. And if we are classifying Tuesday as a success from a congressional standpoint, we need to look at torn apart in 2022. And excuse the profanity, that's the reality.
The Arizona Supreme Court has declined to review Jody Arias' murder conviction in the 2008 killing of her former boyfriend. The state's highest court denying Arias' request for a review without providing an explanation for the decision. Several months ago, the Arizona Court of Appeals upheld her conviction and life prison sentence in the death of Travis Alexander, concluding the conviction was based on overwhelming evidence of her guilt, not the acts or misconduct by Juan Martinez, the prosecutor who won the conviction. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.